What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Summer is coming to an end soon, Tommy.
God damn it.
In fact, this week begins the trek for some parents to bring their kids to college, get them all set up.
Okay.
But there are places in the greater Rochester area where that will be happening more often than others. Because surprisingly, and for strange reasons, folks who live in these areas in Rochester aren't going to college like everyone else.
Oh, dumbtown.
No, that's not it.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you have not yet today, we encourage you highly to live onto our log stream. Log onto our live stream.
Yeah.
Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. We have a brand new decoration here in the studio. Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, he was inducted into the Red Wings Hall of Fame over the weekend. And as part of the ceremony, they printed out like 15... 3.5-foot Dan Mason heads.
Yeah.
And I grabbed one of the workers there and said, whatever it takes, I want one of those heads. So now Dan Mason's giant head is living behind Kimmy.
You drove home with that thing.
I know. How did it even fit in the car?
So I had to fold my seats down to get it in there, and with my kids, by the way. Oh. And I had to tell Claire, my youngest, like, you got to hold on to it because I don't want to damage this thing. It's a very valuable 3.5-foot Dan Mason.
I think it was flying out onto the interstate.
But, like, I can't. It's the perfect spot.
It's very distracting.
It really is. It really
is.
No, it is. It's right there. And it looks like he's enjoying the show a ton.
Yes.
No matter what we're saying. So enjoy Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, big old head in the background here on our live stream in the break room on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
When parents throw their kids in the car and drop them off at college over the next couple of weeks, fewer cars will be coming from places like Farmington, Rush, Kendall, and Churchville.
Okay.
Because, according to a new study, kids from rural areas are the least likely of any kids in America to attend college.
The why?
Story on Spectrum News highlighted, Tommy, some very surprising numbers.
Whatever.
We'll get to why in a second, but I want you to hear the numbers.
All right, I
want to
hear those numbers.
We're a numbers show.
Yeah.
Only about 55% of kids from rural school districts have gone on to college in recent years. So just over half.
Yeah.
Compare that to 64% of suburban grads and 59% of urban high school graduates, city high school graduates.
Yeah.
If you live in the sticks, you have the lowest chance of attending college. And here's where it gets surprising. That is despite high school graduation rates being the highest in rural high
school. So they're going to getting through school.
They're getting their degrees at the highest percentage.
In high school.
Yes, but they are.
Go ahead.
Lowest percentage of kids going to college.
So is it because the most of the jobs they're going to get don't require college?
So
if they're going to stay in that area.
So that's where this gets interesting.
Are there more kids in the trades?
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So one of the big reasons, and this is from the story, non-college work opportunities are more plentiful in the sticks than in the suburbs or the city.
Yeah.
It is much easier to find a full-time job in a bunch of different fields without a piece of paper. And that's good.
Yeah.
The problem, however,
what?
At the same time, job security in those rural non-degree jobs, not always great.
I thought it'd be better.
So there are some, like if you get into a trade.
Yeah, they're not going to ship that overseas.
You're great, right? Okay, but there are also factory jobs where people work their way up and all of a sudden those factories disappear. There are farming jobs where folks will work for a family or have their own farm.
Change year by year.
I mean, it could change just based on weather for a year or two. Like, those things fall apart. So if and when that happens, it makes it a hell of a lot harder to find another job because you never got that piece of paper.
All right. I always thought, like, kids wanted to get out of the country, move to the city. You know what I mean? But apparently a lot of them are staying.
This is what this seems.
Yeah.
This seems to be the case. Also, they bring up, and obviously it's big for everybody, but for rural families for some reason, financial.
Yeah, the expense of going to college.
You got it. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The story on Spectrum talks to a kid who just graduated out, he was east of us, some tiny little town.
Yeah.
Good grades, and decided to go right into the workforce. And he has jobs in dairy farming, potato crops, maple sugar house businesses to choose from where he lived.
Okay.
But even the kid understood. Those places can just close. And in those rural areas, it's not like you can just jump to a competitor down the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the most surprising reason rural kids are less likely to go to college than their parents, and they touch on this in the story.
What's that?
Quote, rural parents are the least likely to have a college degree, and several studies have shown that a child is much less likely to go to college if their parents do not have a college degree.
So they don't push it.
Well, that or they don't see it as a need or even an option.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Like, I mean, I guess the idea being if my mom and dad never got a college degree, I don't need a college degree.
Yeah.
If mom and dad think they did just fine without the college degree, they're not going to push their kids.
Okay. And you're finding that some of these degrees didn't pan out anyway.
And a lot of kids also go into fields that their parents were involved in, right? So that could be part of it, too.
The family business.
Yeah. All right. Can I go back a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because you have been doing something all morning. We talked about the Golisano's first Golisano Business Institute, their first graduating class.
Yeah.
And you said, and I'm paraphrasing, but you said Tom Golisano probably didn't even need college, and you started crapping over college.
Yeah, he had a sense for business.
Okay. And then you just said a second ago, you know, people don't even use those pieces of paper anyway.
Well, they're finding out they're in debt, and the gig that they study for don't even pay.
Okay. Again, I mean, you are talking about a certain percentage of people.
Yeah, all of them.
Because if you're going to present that side, which exists, it is a legitimate problem. You also have to present the side of, I worked at a safe factory for 30 years like my dad did, and then I lost my job with 10 years to go before retirement, and I got nowhere to go. Worked for a company that made pasta in a factory, just like my dad did, and that job disappeared. When I was 20 years into that gig.
Well, then you go work with the potatoes.
With the potatoes.
Or the what was the other one? The maple syrup.
Kimmy and I work with a potato.
With a sauerkraut store.
I mean, look, I didn't go to college, right? And I'm not one of these people that screams, you have to go to college. But the fact of the matter is, there is more security with having that piece of paper than not having a piece of paper. I mean, you keep making faces. What are you qualified to do if you lost this job? Which you should have multiple times.
I lost stuff.
Like what?
Like?
You know, go down to the store, get a job.
What store?
The store down the street.
No one would hire you.
Well, I'm too old.
No, I mean, no, you're not, though. There are plenty of people your age that are working.
I could be
a
greeter.
Where? Walmart?
Oh, I could be the guy that looks at your receipt and makes sure you're not stealing.
Yeah, you'll stop them.
Hey,
well,
cut it out.
Knock it off.
I mean, look, and I'm in the same boat, man. I lose this job when I get fired. I'm screwed. Kimmy is the only one in this room that'll be able to pull it out because she has the piece of paper.
I mean, yeah, but even having that piece of paper, it's almost like the bare minimum for a lot of jobs now, right? Like if you go to apply, it's like, oh, must have a 4-year degree, but I'm still competing with a ton of other people that also have a you know what I mean? I don't know how much of an advantage it really gives me in terms of getting a job that I want. You know.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about this story on Spectrum News that said kids from rural high schools, despite the fact that rural high schools graduate the highest percentage of kids, they have the lowest percentage of going on to college. Is this a problem or is this a way of life? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because none of us grew up in the sticks. Kimmy, you're the closest living out in Grilton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do know kids that it's almost like they kind of took over family businesses. So that was kind of a reason why they decided not to go to school or decided to pursue farming or whatever job it was. It was kind of in the family. It just kept getting passed down.
Okay. I mean, Tommy, you and I can attest college is not for everyone.
No.
Right? But what's weird about this is the conscious choice not to go with these kids having the ability. Because you and I weren't going to make it.
No.
Even if we wanted to do it. And there are plenty of men and women who were better, you know, without getting that degree. But as bad as pressure for a kid can be to get a degree, you know what I mean? You got to go to college. You got to go to college.
Yeah, push.
Yes, that was pounded in Kimmy and I's generation into our heads. Yeah. It was horrifying. I do feel like pressure from the other side is just as bad. You don't need it. It's a waste of money. You're going to go into debt. It's a because if the kid has a passion in one of those fields where they need a piece of paper.
Well, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't kill it. But if the kid doesn't seem all that interested in college, let it go.
But is the kid not interested because they think mom and dad, it's a non-starter for them? Are they not interested because the people around them are going to criticize them for wanting them to do it? I mean, think about if a kid who went to any high school in Pittsburgh decided, I want to be a plumber. I want to go into the trades.
Yeah.
and what the parents of the friends of that kid would say about
Oh, yeah, yeah, they push back.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, like, because I got a lot of relatives in Auburn. And that's a small country town, really, yeah. Which basically at one time was just a prison. But, like, they all have regular...
It's a prison to this day.
It is, buddy.
I'm sorry.
But, I mean, they all have regular jobs, you know? A couple of them, you know, I got a cousin that's a really good businessman, but he just did it all on his own. No college for any of them. But they all had regular working-ass jobs, houses.
How old are they now?
Those people are probably my age.
Okay. So they got through.
Well, they did.
Did they have kids?
Yeah.
Did they push them to go to school?
I don't think so.
Oh. He doesn't know.
I'm just
wondering how many people that you're talking about, like that yeah, they made it work without a college degree, but how many people can recognize that their kid may not have that same opportunity without a college degree? Maybe they couldn't do what you do now without a college degree.
You couldn't do what you do now without a college degree. They wouldn't let you in the door. I was the last one that got in. They locked the door behind me, man.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, you get this brilliance. George Eastman filming people and catcalling them for some reason. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
It is still morning, yes. So I grew up in Pomac, and this isn't a problem. It's actually a solution to a problem the previous generation caused.
Okay, your phone is killing me, Jay. It's killing
up, Jay.
Me. Hey, Jay, listen. Jay, call us right back. See if we can get a better connection. All right, I'll be waiting for you. Sit tight. While we do that, we got folks writing us on Instagram.
What do they say?
Duffy and WCMF. Nissa writes us. Now, she's taking shots at rural high school kids. Of course the graduation rate is higher. There's 10 whole students looking to graduate compared to hundreds in the city. Okay.
Country schools are still big.
Ah.
You don't think the Newark High School is a big high school?
Compared to suburban or city high schools?
I mean, per high school. I mean, it's probably got a big enrollment.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Newark,
only have
Newark
one
is, Newark,
for that whole area.
Newark is a bigger one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bigger town.
No, yeah, but I mean, even there, I don't know how big the graduating class of Newark would be. Yeah, it's for that one town. But yeah, there's not a lot of people.
All right. But at least they're getting through school.
No, I'm not trying to crap
on
people.
No, I know you're not. I know you're crapping on my relatives saying that their kids are idiots.
No,
You said my cousins worked hard to build the town of Auburn.
Yes.
Their kids are lazy and going nowhere.
No, the argument I made was.
This because I've lost touch with them.
Your generation, you were able, my dad, to go get a job as a police officer with a college degree.
So go on, do it too.
No, but that doesn't exist now. It does not exist.
Gotta exist somewhere.
There are jobs that exist where you can get, that you can have for your life without a college degree. But.
You think they're going away?
It's not that they're
dwindling. I'm asking questions.
No, you're not asking questions. You're making statements like an idiot. I'm saying in a town like Auburn, if you want to make sure you have job security, the opportunities you think exist, I don't believe exist the way you think they do.
Okay.
Is that a fair statement, Kimmy?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't even think we have a really good idea of that either because, we haven't applied for a new job in over 10 years. So.
Knock on wood, everybody.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Don't worry.
Because I'm taking that Dan Mason head with me. 252-WCMF. All right, let's see if Jay's phone's any better. Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Is this better?
Much better. Go ahead, pal. I'm sorry.
Okay, I have no idea what just happened, but I think it has to do with my charger.
Okay.
So I grew up in Pomac. And this is actually a solution to a problem caused by the previous generation. There's a lack of people who are willing to forego college and go straight into trades like plumbing and being a mechanic and farming and all of that, to the point where now I see it in my hometown all the time when I go back out there. These industries that used to drive the actual town are drying up now.
I mean, that would be my biggest fear. Because we still see it on a regular basis. There was just a plant. What am I thinking of? That's shutting down east of us here. And a whole bunch of people are going to lose their jobs that they were counting on forever.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Like ABX Plastic over in Macedon, they're struggling to find people because everybody's just a college-educated dick who doesn't want to actually work their real job.
There's your boy.
Wait a minute.
There's your boy there.
Wait a minute.
He's right.
I'm confused, though, because you just said those jobs are drying up, but then gave an example of a place where you can get a job.
but nobody wants to.
So okay. Nobody wants to take those jobs.
So there are jobs, you're saying, yeah. But nobody's saying. Filling the jobs.
You know what he's
what
saying.
They, what are they saying? What are
nobody wants to work anymore.
God damn it.
But Jay, let me ask you a question.
I thought you were saying like some of those industries are dying out. That's what I thought you were saying.
What he did.
Well, he's saying they're dying because they can't
hire
anybody.
They're dying because nobody wants to work there.
Okay. So Jay, gotcha. Let me ask you a question. You're from that area. Why don't you go work there?
Because I'm an Uber driver and I'm too dumb to work with my hands. So
no,
that's why
but,
I drive for a living.
But like, I do love this argument from guys, and that's fine. You're happy doing. Are you happy doing what you're doing? You enjoy it, Jay?
I love it. That's
okay.
Why I do it 7 days a week and listen to you dumbasses.
And we appreciate that. But I find it funny when guys like Jay and other guys call up. Nobody wants to work in these fields anymore. Do you work in that field? No. Well, then go work in it.
Yeah.
If you see a problem
but
and
he's
it
not
pays
good
well,
with his hands.
Okay.
That's why he's steering a car with customers. Because he sucks with his hands.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Yeah, good
day.
Luck.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Yeah. Thanks, Jay. I mean, you know, problem solution right there.
I got you.
And the other thing about it, too.
What's
right,
that?
I think we can wrap it up like this.
What's that?
Asking if this is a problem, right? There is look, there are people who went into debt for a degree that they're not using, and that is not good. And yes, college loans can be predatory.
Ooh.
I mean, it's getting better now because of all of the exposure of everything.
Yeah.
And yes, when you're a teenager that doesn't go off to college, there are people that will make you feel like you're a failure at 18, and that's not fair, and that should not happen. All that being said, it is a statistical fact.
What's that?
An American man with a college degree will earn on average about $900,000 more over a lifetime than a guy with just a high school diploma.
Mm.
For women, that number is about $630,000. That's a pretty big difference.
Yes. Jeez.
Maybe they're counting. Maybe
you ladies should try harder.
Kids and.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Okay, but.
Because I would think it would almost be the opposite.
Maybe it's changing now with more women having college degrees. The point I'm making is $630,000 or $900,000. That is a significant amount of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of
that piece of paper keeps your options.
Okay.
Open, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yes, I would love to live in a world. Thank you. Where I could grow up in a town, right? Go walk to a factory job or a job with my hands where I can afford to buy a house and have a couple of cars and take care of my family and work that job for 40 years and then eventually retire and watch my grandkids play Little League Baseball. That's what we had. But I don't know how much of that world exists anymore, man.
All right. I don't know.
I hate this like culture war, and don't go be like, yeah, because you're perpetuating it. It's either college or no college. Pick a side. If you're a college, like Jay just did, he's educated dicks that don't want to work a job that they're not interested in.
Listen, if you want to live, you know, next to the factory, move to, like, you know, North Korea.
What are you talking
about?
They had the factory right there. The people must live in the factory.
Guy who lives in Pittsburgh, milks off the teat of college education, your wife, everyone that surrounds you.
He basically lives on a college campus.
Says this morning, I was walking the college campus this morning.
I complained about it.
Let me tell you guys, college is for suckers, man. JBL. Yeah. Let's break down the door of the principal's office. Yeah. Are you ready for the summer? Loser.
This is a different movie.
Shut up. Let's take a break. I was combining Rock and Roll High School and Meatball.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is the day.
What's that?
If I'm not mistaken, it is the official start to the fall sports season for Section 5, which means you have kids that are playing all kinds of sports out for their first day of practice, football, their double and triple session start. I want to puke just thinking about it.
Do they still do that? Can they still do that?
I know they have double sessions. Okay. We had triple sessions. Do they still do triple sessions?
I don't know.
I'm guessing...
I didn't know if the NFL did away with them.
Kids get sick, they get hurt.
Well, just they just break down time differently.
Oh, right.
Instead of 2-3-hour
like
practices.
Conditioning stuff.
Yeah, it's 3-2-hour. Anyway, these kids take it seriously.
Okay.
There are people that take high school sports in this area seriously. But we in New York do not take high school football anywhere as serious as they do in the South.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Allow me to introduce you to Philip Beard Stadium.
Philip Beard Stadium?
Yep, it belongs to Buford High School in Georgia.
Oh.
The Wolves, they're the seventh-ranked high school team in the nation, which is kind of funny that they rank high school teams, but that's...
Yeah, okay. I don't know how you do that.
And over the weekend, they debuted their brand-new $62 million stadium.
How did that little town get that kind of money?
Because it's Georgia, son.
Down here, football's a religion after religion.
God, religion, like the religion, not the football religion.
Yes.
Then the football religion in country. So.
God damn, you said $62 million?
Yeah, and it looks like it.
All right, so it has a full press box, like professional press box. The high school.
For who? Everybody that cares is at the stadium.
The
it's
press.
A completely enclosed stadium, wow. Right?
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the school, the stadium has multiple luxury suites.
Wait, boxes?
Yes. It also includes a state-of-the-art dressing room, not for just the players, mm-hmm. but a separate state-of-the-art dressing room for the cheerleaders as well.
The cheerleaders have their own like area.
Separate state-of-the-art dressing room.
Okay.
The stadium seats 10,000 fans.
Okay.
And it's the second stadium that exists for the school.
Wait.
They also have a totally separate stadium
yeah.
that looks like a small college football field. For their JV and freshman team.
Oh.
So the, even the little tykes have good stuff.
I mean, little tykes. We're talking freshmen yeah, and sophomores in high school.
All right.
So,
God damn.
In this school district, approximately 8% of the student body plays high school football on three different teams, freshman, JV, and varsity. So that was the argument that they needed the stadium for. Yeah. But, Kimmy, you saw it on...
Well, I saw that they had a... I don't know who they were playing, another high school on TV, and I assumed... Based on the short clip I saw on television, that this was like some big high school game that was being played like at a college, because you know sometimes they do that with between
yep.
rivals.
Yep.
And then as they zoomed out, I'm like, oh wow, they even put like the high school's logo on the field. And then zoomed out a little more, I'm like, I think that's the high school's football field.
But they draw 10,000 a game, man.
Yeah. So actually, it was a big disaster this weekend when they opened up the stadium. Folks were upset with the amount of. Concession stands.
Yeah.
They said they waited in line for hours. Oh. They waited in line for hours to get into the actual stadium.
Just for a cup of crawdads.
Despite the $62 million price tag, folks in the community are pissed about it. By the way, I'm looking at a video right now of the cheerleading room.
Yeah.
It looks like every dressing room from like Hollywood in the 1920s. Like it's got those mirrors.
What,
with
like
the
makeup
lights.
And stuff?
Yeah. It's like all the way around the room. And each one Damn. Has their own individual stool and like stall area with their picture over it. Like that's where they're designated to get ready. This is insane.
That is wild.
Insane to me. All right. So it wasn't, well, I guess it was a long time ago.
What was that?
Well, you think of high school stadiums here in Rochester, right? I would argue the nicest one. And if I'm wrong, tell me, 252 WCMF. May reside out in Victor.
It's pretty impressive.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Okay.
But you walk onto that field, you know it's a high school field.
Yeah, it right? looks it.
You're
yeah.
aware. Okay. I mean, Aquinas has a really nice stadium, like, but it's a high school field.
Yeah. Right, right.
It wasn't that long ago that Rochester had Hollander Stadium, the old Aquinas Memorial Stadium, which was a legitimate stadium for a high school football team.
Yeah, but now, they drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also where Pele played. I believe the Dead played a show at Hollander.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Damn. But that all went away.
Yeah, I mean it's now the Don Hollander Memorial Business Park off of Mount Reed or not Mount Reed, whatever. Yeah, off of Mount Reed over there. But it is weird how we've gone backwards while these other states in the South are going forward, and I can't figure out why.
Well, it's a form of entertainment down there.
But it was a form of entertainment here too.
It was, but that kind of went away up here.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I would argue that
oh, okay.
That well, because you have the.
I was going to say, I would argue that schools around here have made improvements to their football field. Like, they got a lot of them are like turf now.
Oh, yeah.
And they
yeah.
like newer stands
I'm
and
not
stuff.
Saying
but they
bad
didn't
stuff.
Build like whole. I don't think they've gone backwards in terms of like letting them go, you know, which is what it kind of sounds
they don't
like
draw.
You're saying.
They don't draw a crowd outside of the people that are going to school there. Where back in the day, guys would go see those rivalries because that was like big. That was a big yeah. thing to see here in town.
Sure.
nobody cares anymore.
I know, it's just
if you don't have a kid in that school.
No, and I agree with you, and I understand why. Like, it would be weird for you to go to a high school football game that you had no attachment to.
Yeah.
And but if I'm a sports junkie, I have a million ways of fulfilling that now.
But you also have that down south. I mean, you have, you know.
But even the colleges around here don't have huge stadiums.
Yeah, yeah. Which, again, is weird because, again, you look at the U of R.
That high school stadium we just talked about blows all those local ones out of the water.
True, but you look at Favre Stadium at the U of R. Like, that stadium's been around, I think, since the 1920s.
Yeah.
And, like, when you walk around to the concourse of it, like, you see what it looks like a stadium that, like, Harvard or Yale would have.
It's
just they kind of stopped building it. Have you ever walked in the, like,
it's been a long time since I've been there. I don't remember it being that big.
Can you Google when they opened up Favre Stadium?
I know Foghat played there. It was a big show.
Was it?
Yeah.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this $62 million high school football stadium in Buford, Georgia, 40 minutes outside of Atlanta, that officially opened up over the weekend. Multiple luxury suites, a full enclosed press box, state-of-the-art dressing room, not just for the football team, but for the cheerleaders as well. It seats 10,000 people, which is going to be probably five times the amount that the most attended high school football games in Rochester are going to get. Right? All right, Kimmy, when did Favre open? Do we have it?
1930.
Okay. So that's even later than I thought it was going to
be.
It would be nice. I mean, I know we have Syracuse, but even that stadium's a little bit strange. Like, the dome, I know.
It's just the worst stadium I've ever seen.
You haven't been since they did the improvements.
What do they do?
They fixed the roof.
It's a great basketball atmosphere. I guess I haven't been to a football game there in a while.
Thumbs down from the old
man. It's not like it sucks.
I love the atmosphere for basketball.
Because you don't know any better. Go to a major program.
I've been to major program. Guys,
you're going to tell me you've been to a major program and using the end zone to play a basketball game is a good idea.
No, I mean, it is cool. It's very unique for basketball.
Yeah, it's called the chin stout.
I would almost argue it's better for basketball than it's for football.
I would agree with you there. No, look, I've been to Louisville. I watched a game there, right? Like, it's really cool.
Those things are like Madison Square Garden compared to that dump.
But it doesn't – the noise in the dome is insane. The atmosphere in the dome is insane. You've got 30,000 people, 40,000 people for a basketball game.
Some have good seats.
Okay. You're in the building. Anyone that wants a ticket gets in, too. That's the best part about the dome. If you want in the building.
The team's good, like, you, there are opportunities to see them.
You can go. If I live on the campus of the University of Kentucky, live in that town or Duke, I got to camp out or spend $8,000 to get one seat to go watch some puny little guy with a bad hairline go coach basketball?
There are students that go to that school that will never see a game in person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in.
Yeah, but they're good.
Are they
right,
good?
But
Syracuse won a national championship when I was in high school. I went to three games that year.
One game. One national championship.
Better than none.
A second ago, you said that college was completely unnecessary and you were a sucker for going.
Well, that's a different story.
Oh, no, different. You know, it does feel, Kimmy.
What's that?
All right, so you're not Kimmy. Bishop Kearney created a hockey program.
Yeah.
That is now internationally known.
Yeah.
It's called the Bishop Kearney Selects. The best male and female hockey players, big time on the female side, come live at Bishop Kearney. They go to school there, and they play hockey.
Damn.
Yeah. And they travel all over the world.
It's like a boarding school for
hockey
players.
But they play here.
Yes, yeah. They play, yeah.
But then they fly around.
And, yeah, they fly, bus, whatever. And, all these girls that have started a couple of years ago are getting major Division I scholarships, and it's great to have it here in town. Yeah. You know, my daughter plays hockey, so it's really cool to have this experience. I do wonder if we're not that far off from someone trying that with football.
Oh.
Where you're going to bring kids in.
Yeah, it is weird it doesn't exist for it being the biggest sport in America.
Right? I mean,
Do they need it?
Maybe that's to his point.
I mean, would that... So that would be a travel, like, hockey? A football
program?
You'd
go to school. It would be football with school on the side.
Yeah. I mean, you would travel to play teams in Ohio, Pennsylvania, the big-time Northeast states. Like,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, like you would originally.
Yeah, like Texas, California, big for high school football. Florida, Georgia, big for high school football. Up north, it's Pennsylvania and it's Ohio.
Yeah.
So you would have this team that would travel to Pennsylvania and Ohio, bring some of those teams here. Much like Aquinas used to do back in the early years. How they tried to do it again when I was there, and we got the crap kicked out of us. Worst night of my life.
I saw your act, bro.
Shut
up. Even close.
It was worse than
Unless
that.
You died.
Man. We drove all the way to Canton, Ohio. I'm going to do a high school football story.
The Hall of Fame game.
Right, it was. We played in Hall of Fame Stadium. We were undefeated. We won a state championship that year. We're all feeling ourselves. Man. We're riding high. Look at us. Check us out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they won the state championship the year before. So we're going to go play Canton McKinley High School, where they play the Hall of Fame game in the shadow. This is their home stadium.
All right.
And Ohio football just slapped you in the face.
I will never, Kimmy, I'll never forget walking out of the locker room into the stadium, and I was just in awe. They had a Jumbotron in 2002.
Damn.
Right? The stadium seats, like, 30, 40,000 people. The stands are, and this team was like 3-9. They were terrible. And they proceeded to just beat the living crap out of us for four quarters. I remember I was a big kid, like 300 pounds, 6 foot two. Yeah. And I remember looking at like their offensive line and like what, how.
Wait, they were bigger than you?
Yeah.
And they were bigger than big old wide boy.
Bigger than all of us, man. They were strong and they were fast.
Big farm boys.
It is funny when you watch those high school games, like the televised ones, like how is every kid on the team this big? Like how... Because every kid that goes to this high school just a giant person.
And they're not even big towns. Like, that's Canton, Ohio.
Corn fed, buddy.
But it's got to be what it is. It's like how Canandaigua and Victor always have these giant kids despite the fact that they're in small towns.
Yeah.
Blah.
That's how they raise them out there.
That's right, son.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.